Well, it's time to talk a little defense, specifically defensive line. I'm Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles defensive tackle Derek Landry. The preseason game here is in sight, Derek. I mean, you know, you've been around a little bit. Do you get excited for these games?
Oh, yeah. It's a new year. You've worked on a lot of different things over the course of the offseason, so it's always exciting to get in there and mix things up and see how what you change from the previous year is working.
Are you sick of going against this offensive line to this point? I mean, you know every move. They know every one of your
right.
moves. It's kind of hard to reinvent yourself in
right.
practice.
Well, I think we've got a good defensive line and a good offensive line,
yeah.
and I think it's made us a lot better in going against each other and at such a high pace. So it's good in that sense.
It does seem, Derek, that this line, this defensive line, is loaded. I mean, do you feel that way? Like, you feel that you're – too deep at every spot, and in some cases even a little bit better than that?
Oh, yeah. Well, we have a lot of depth, like you said, a lot of good players that have been playing for a little while. We've got a few young guys in there to mix things up. Looking forward to getting Mike back. He's a big cornerstone for our everything that we do. A good player, too.
How much better have you gotten this summer?
I think a lot better. Coach Wash and I went back, looked at a lot of film. Changed a few things on how I play and what I do and why I do it, and I think it's been very beneficial.
Like what kind of stuff? Like just technique stuff?
Oh, yeah, technique, steps, get off, mentally, the mental part of the game kind of went and revamped what I think about before.
Really?
Snap. Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's just a matter of having more experience now?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, playing in so many games, understanding what other teams are trying to do. On what side of the ball and on who you are and why they want to run certain schemes against you.
Okay.
So I think, you know, as a whole defensive line, we have a better understanding on what people are going to do against us.
Describe why you think Jim is such a great coach. I mean, we see him out on the field, and he's very demonstrative, and he's very motivational in his own peculiar way. But there's obviously a lot more to it than that.
Sure. He focuses on the little things, I think, yeah, for starters. I could probably sit here for 3 days and tell you about what and why he does things.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the little things. It's basics. I mean, he's an old soul, you know, stupid, simple type
right.
of stuff that people overlook these days because they think they've got to outsmart people and do different schemes and all this. But it's basic, simple things that you do it better than anybody else, and it gets the job
right.
done.
And so instead of tricking it up, just do what you do well and be better than the man across the ball from you.
Yeah, go harder, faster, and play smarter than anybody else ever has before.
Does it ever inspire you, do you think, like, you know, 10 years down the line that you'd ever want to be a coach?
I think so. I think I want to be involved in the game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't yet know what aspect of it, but, you know, it's what I know. And we were actually just talking about this earlier with a few of the guys. You know, it's kind of who I am. Right now, it's what defines me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm part of the game. The game's part of me, and I think I want to continue with that when I'm done playing.
I've talked to thousands of players over the years, and I will truly tell you that not all of them love to play football. It's a great living.
Mm-hmm.
They enjoy the competition. But when it's over, they're kind of done with it. That's not what you're all about, is it?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean... If my body could hold up for the next 50 years to play football, that's what I'd want to do.
Right.
But obviously, with the way genetics and your mm-hmm. body's made up, it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it's what I know. It's what I enjoy. It's been good to me, and I want to be good back to it.
How old were you when you started playing football?
I think 9.
Okay.
My first year. My dad played a little bit. He kind of wanted to keep me out of it just because he knew the brutal mentality part of it, what it does to your body. You know, and I was always pushing and pushing, and so we started playing a little bit, stopped for a while, and then got back into it in high school.
Were you the man with the ball in your hands?
No, I started out, I was, you know, a bigger kid. I lost, I think, 30 pounds to play.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. So I was eating lots of fruit and salads and
yeah.
trying to get my weight down. And then after losing that weight, I ended up playing fullback and defensive tackle.
Okay. And so you'd rather be the hitter than the hitty. I think fullback
no
is
question.
As brutal a position as there is in the game.
Yeah, the hammer, not the nail.
Right. Derek, this defense really came a long way last year. Do you feel like the momentum that you built up those last four games has carried through the offseason into training camp?
I think so. I think we're not satisfied with what we did last year. You know, we played well and did some good things, but nowhere near to where we think as a defensive front that we can be.
Well, that's good to know. I mean, you got all these kids coming along. Fletcher.
Right.
I mean, Do as a veteran, do you say, wow, boy, first round picks, a defensive tackle, what's that mean for me? Or, hey, great, we have another good player coming in to add competition.
Oh, definitely. Well, it's like it's no secret. We run, you know, a four-man rotation right. during the game. And, you know, I think we have a lot of guys that have played. Adam Fletcher, like you said, a young guy to come in where everything's not thrown onto his shoulders. He doesn't have to be the guy right away. He can come in, you know, learn, get the system down, and play. And I think we're very selfless defensive line. Whereas one guy makes a tackle, everybody makes a tackle. Mm-hmm. And I think we thrive and feed off each other, which helps. You know, Trent makes a sack. The next guy, you know, wants to make the sack just as bad the next time. And I think that's kind of our mentality.
Derek, when camp opened and you were started taking reps with the ones, and I read an interview where, you know, the reporters were all around you and asking you about your situation, and you expressed a lot of, I don't know if I want to say anger, but you seemed upset, pissed off about the way things went in free agency and that you now have this chip on your shoulder. Was that an accurate read on my part? You
sure.
angry at the league?
Oh, yeah. I'm mad at the world.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I told Howie when I came back in after we had signed. And, you know, that's I've always had a chip, I think, coming into the league just because of the perception of who I am and my type of play. But now I've got a little different because I think I have established myself. I've done some things in the NFL and played good football and still not getting what I think respect-wise what I should. So I'm going to carry that with me. I'm going to keep expressing my feelings. I think that's kind of the person that I am and play the best ball I can.
What do you think the perception of you is?
From what I've read as a free agent player, outside of, I guess, the fans in Philly, because I guess I get
Everybody
a good vibe from
right,
them,
right.
You know, is that I'm just an undersized tackle that they don't really understand is how is still in the NFL.
Really? So let's what are some of the words? A plugger, right? A try-hard guy. Is that
yeah.
what they call you?
Yeah, I don't understand that. I don't understand that people say,
but you're
you know,
the backfield.
Try-hard guy.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
I play the way that I've been coached to play, the way that I think the game should be played. As hard as you can for as long as you can, the guy who wants it more at the end is going to win. And that's my understanding of the game of football. Not you take plays off, you go hard at this time, you go hard at that time, and then kind of rest your body and then go hard at the end of the game again.
Yeah.
That's not my understanding of the way football
should be
played.
Right, you go out and play hard.
Hey,
that's the thing about Jim's always yelling at you guys, run, but he doesn't really yell at you very much because you're always running.
Oh, no, he gets his voice up. He makes sure that he's heard.
Yeah.
And when he talks, we listen.
What do you do before a game to get fired up? Is there a ritual that you have?
No, I mean, I could sit here and tell you I do a rain dance and some tribal warrior, but no, I mean.
Makes for a good story.
Yeah. We've actually done that before to a few
have you really?
Reporters. Yeah,
just made up
mess
stuff,
with
yeah.
Them. Yeah. No, but I'm
no,
really? Oh, yeah, yeah, they love it, and they eat it up, and you get a big article, and then you got to apologize to them later. No, I mean, I'm pretty simple. You know, we know you don't really have to do much. I mean, you have a family. You play for your kids and your wife.
Yeah.
I mean, that's – to me, that's gotten more out of me as a player than getting pissed off, listening to heavy metal music
yeah.
and going out there and playing. So, you know, I play for my kids. I got an understanding of putting food on the table for them.
Absolutely.
And that gets the most out of me.
Well, that's motivation enough. And, hey, you're having a great training camp. You feel good about the way you're playing?
Yeah, I feel good. There's still things that I've got to touch up and fix. But we're on the right track and doing the right things.
Body feels good going into Thursday, or has it been a physical camp?
It's been a very physical camp.
Yeah.
You know,
he's not messing around, huh?
No. I mean, we switched up, you know, the obvious with, no more 2 days, stuff like that. But I think he's gotten the most out of us. I think he's put in rep-wise, play-wise, I think we've hit it and been grinding pretty
yeah.
good. So we're getting the most out of our bodies and the time that we have.
One more today and then kind of taper down and get ready for Thursday night against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Derek,
right.
thanks so much for
yeah.
joining us, man.
Thank you.
Good luck Thursday. Good luck
thank
this
you.
Season. Have a great season. Derek Landry, Eagles defensive tackle on Philadelphia, Eagles.com.